Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Our guest today is Julia Raby, the director, the executive director of Blair Area Chamber of Commerce, as December is a very, very busy time for her and others that put in so much work so you can have some fun things to do during the holiday season. Good morning, Julia. December's just boring, right?
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Yeah, just nothing busy. Going on. Nothing going on at all.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, well, sitting twiddling my thumbs.
That's right. That's right. Well, you guys have done this for a while now, but the common word, the theme is jingle. So tell us about the jingle events that you have going on this month in December.
Sure, Jingle All the Way. It's our fourth annual promotion that we have been able to give to the community on behalf of H&R Block and the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. And it's just filled with events and promotions to encourage people to shop local and to also just make memories with their family. So we wanted to mention a couple events that are coming up this week. So tomorrow, Thursday, December 9th, we have Jingle Mingle and Shop, and we're super excited to bring this back. We had a skip last year, and this year we're back in full force, and we have bingo cards for participants to pick up at First Bank or Guaranty State Bank. And the idea is to hop around town, and every store and business that's participating is on the bingo card. And when you get there, you can get a stamp. And so if you get two bingos anywhere on the card, you can turn them in at the Guaranty State Bank night drop box, and then you will get a chance to win prizes and a $50 chamber check.
All right, so that sounds good. And then you've also got something for the kiddos, right?
Absolutely. So then for the kiddos, we obviously have to have Santa come visit town. And so Jingle Around Town is Saturday, December 11th at 10:30. Santa will be down at S&S in downtown Beloit. And you're welcome to come and have some socially distanced pictures with Santa. And then also 11:30, there's going to be train rides with Santa at Zachary Ace Hardware. And then there's several businesses like Give and Grace, Beloit Typewriter Exchange, Wheatfield Floral, Kettle, that are going to be having specials and activities open for the children and for families. And then there's going to be a free movie at the Solomon Valley Cinema, 1 p.m. showing of Prancer. And so you're welcome to bring kiddos and head down to the cinema for a free movie. And there's also an ugly sweater contest going on there. So if you visit their website and their Facebook page, you can get all the details for that. And then 3 p.m., Reindeer will be at Solomon Valley Bank on Highway 24.
Julia Raby is our guest on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. I know many people can sign up when they purchase something or whenever they go into all these participating businesses, and then you're drawing out winners. How does that all work for people out there?
Absolutely. So Jingle in Your Pocket is one of our biggest, most successful shopping local promotions that we've ever seen in our community, which is just so exciting because we get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of entries. So we appreciate you guys for shopping local, first of all, and then entering to win in this drawing. And so you have probably been shopping and gotten a little piece of paper, and those go into a big hopper, and we draw it on Friday, five $100 winners. So we had five winners this last Friday. And then this Friday, we'll have five more. And then our final drawing will be December 17th at our Christmas coffee at the Beloit Country Club. And all are welcome to join us to see those drawings live, as well as our window competition winners will be announced at the Beloit Country Club. And that all starts at 10 a.m. on December 17th.
And, of course, then we've got the Isle of Lights. There was some crazy thing I saw. I don't know how they come up with these studies or surveys talking about Kansas ranks low when it comes to Christmas lights. I'm like, they've obviously never been to Chautauqua Park in Beloit.
Absolutely. Wow. There is like over 400 displays that are put up in the Chautauqua Park. And I'm sure many of you have seen it many times, like me and my children have. We drive through several times a season. But this year they have 14 new displays, which is really exciting. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful celebration of Christmas, driving through the Isle of Lights. Every night it opens at 6 p.m. Most nights it closes at 9. And then on Friday and Saturday they open, a little late till 10. And it's a free will donation to go through the Isle of Lights. And a special event that they're having on December 18th is horse-drawn wagon rides. So there'll be two wagons taking families through the Isle of Lights in a horse-drawn wagon ride, and it's going to be just amazing. So if you haven't been to the Isle of Lights, it's time to go. It's great.
There are people that travel from many miles away to check out the Isle of Lights, different states, different countries. It's kind of fun to see the program and see how many different states are represented, even countries, when people come back to visit. It's pretty doggone cool and lucky to have that in our backyard. Anything else you want to add, Julia, before we let you go today? Because I know there are so many things, you don't leave anything out.
Absolutely. There's so many more details that are on our website at beloitchamber.com. And so we'd love you just to check that out to find out participating businesses and what the dates are and times are. And then also our Facebook page has our window competition entries. The Jingle in Your Window competition entries are on there. We need your votes for there's three categories, and everybody gets three votes. And also just if you have need of chamber check orders or any kind of chamber questions, just call me at 738-2717.
Fantastic. Julia, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks for all the hard work, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Julia Raby, the Executive Director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.